Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, September 22nd, 2025, 9:22:25, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody, the Thursday, September 25th, Now with Scott Spears show, will be sponsored by the Industrial Channel. It will feature Frank Gibson of Manufacturing Career Connections. It will be a full 2 hours, and you are invited to call in the second hour with questions for Frank about workforce development and business development. Again, that's the Thursday edition this week of the program, September the 25th. The guest will be Frank Gibson, Manufacturing Career Connections. We will take phone calls in the second hour, and that program is sponsored by the Industrial Channel. So, there we go. Now, let's see, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, we've talked about the interview with Governor DeWine last week at the Little Brown Jug. We've talked about Jim Tressel not running for governor, which basically leaves the door wide open for Vivek Ramaswamy to run against Amy Acton. And who knows, Tim Ryan, we're still waiting to see what's going to go on there. Apparently, we're supposed to know something about that by the end of the month. So that's where that is. Tonight at City Council, there will be a full City Council meeting, and for whatever reason, a vote of no confidence is going to be taken in Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese. Not really sure what that is all about either, but I guess we'll find out tonight what's going on there. Tommy's only got a few months left on his term, so I guess that will shake out the way it shakes out tonight. Interesting things, to say the least. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give me a buzz, and we can certainly talk about it. Do you like the idea that Jim Tressel is not going to run? Or would you have liked him to run? Consensus so far is people might have liked him to run, but doesn't look like that's going to happen. Well, we did the football game on Friday night. Harding did defeat River Valley. But I will tell you, that was the most packed press box I've ever been in my life. I have no idea what was going on there. Well, as we continue on this morning, there's always a lot of questions going on as far as city government, and we are so glad to have a gentleman joining us via telephone who has joined us before, but this morning it would be an exclusive interview. It's always a pleasure to welcome to these microphones Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese. Tommy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm out of town right now.
Tommy, I'm glad you're able to call in. We just had a couple questions because we saw the agenda for tonight's City Council meeting, and on the agenda is a vote of no confidence by City Council in you. Where did this come from?
Probably from the chairman of the Finance Committee, maybe. I don't know. Well, I just now heard about it from you.
Yeah. Well, what do you think might have brought this on?
Oh, because of a contract for the fire station, probably, or something like that. Contract with, like I said, I'm out of town. I don't have the paperwork before me. And from the law director, he told me I would have to approve like $673,000 for whatever it is for the fire building or something like that. And I told him, I said, I don't think that's my job to do that. And the finance chairman said it was, or something like that. You call me, whatever. And I said, heck, when I tell them we have money to invest and things like that, they tell me, well, some bills are coming up, wait and hold it. So I don't know why I have to be the one to approve $673,000. The auditor ought to be doing that, not me.
So they wanted you to sign a contract for the fire station.
Whatever. And I don't even know what the contract says or whatever, you know.
So you were not comfortable doing that?
No. And I talked to the people that, for the architect, the person for Victor or whoever the firm is or so like that. And he told me, yeah, he said they would work it out where the auditor would have to sign, not me. So that's where I'm at with that. So
yeah,
they can do what they want, so.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because obviously that is also on the agenda tonight. There's something on the agenda about changing something from the treasurer to the auditor, so maybe it's to sign that contract. What was the big issue you had with signing that contract?
Well, I hadn't read it, first of all, and I wasn't going to get into something, a contract. I'm not a contract reader. And the law director did come to my office and asked him about that. And he said something about I have to approve that they're going to have the money for the architect or so. That's not my job to approve them. And when I don't know I don't spend money, I don't take in money, all I do is reconcile the books and things of that nature. I don't know why they want me to approve something that I'm not even the one to pay bills. I don't know what bills come up or what money need to be distributed out and things. So that's the reason. Yeah.
Tommy, do you feel the city is in good financial shape at this point? I don't know.
That's the auditor ought to know that. The deputy auditor ought to know the answer to that.
So basically, you have decided not to sign this contract. What was the reaction of people when you told them you were not going to sign the contract?
Well, the law director came to my office one night, had talked to the people, of people that's in charge of whatever, the architect and everything. I told him, I said, I don't think I'm supposed to approve something like that we're going to have the money for you and everything like that. That's not my job. I don't make those decisions.
So the first time you're hearing that they're going to take a vote of no confidence in you tonight.
They didn't do that.
Yeah. But the first time you're hearing about that is this morning.
Right.
So how do you feel about that all of a sudden here this comes?
I don't feel nothing. I feel like I did before you called me. I don't feel nothing about it.
So if they do vote tonight, because if you're out of town, so you won't be at tonight's meeting, correct?
No, I will not be at the meeting.
So do you think they should postpone this until you're at the meeting to take this vote of no confidence?
No. Well, they're going to do what they want to do. They did stuff when I was there before and everything, so that's their decision. That's not mine.
Well, when they take this vote tonight, if they vote no confidence, do you think council should have confidence in you, or do you think this is completely wrong of them to be having this vote?
Yeah, that's up to them. That's the mayor. He's in charge of everything.
Well,
he have to go along with it or something. If they had to talk to him, I would assume.
What is the situation?
Wait a minute. I got one of the councilmen is calling me now. Could I put you on hold?
Yeah, we'll just go right on hold. Okay. We'll be joined momentarily by Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese. We've got him on the line here, and he's just being informed, or just heard this morning, that there is going to be a vote of no confidence in him tonight at the Marion City Council meeting. Apparently, a city councilman calling him during this interview here on WGH Talk, but apparently this all stems from a contract for the fire department that Mr. Reese did not want to sign, did not feel it was his job to sign, and had said he did not want to sign it. So now this is coming a little bit more into focus, that apparently tonight there's going to be a resolution to switch that from the treasurer to the auditor. We'll see if that passes, and the vote of no confidence will come against Tommy Reese, and apparently he didn't know anything about it until this morning that this vote of no confidence will be happening. Now, I don't know. It's a very tricky situation, to be honest with you. And some council member is calling Mr. Reese at the current time. You know, odd timing, wouldn't you say, that as Mr. Reese comes on the program, all of a sudden a council member calls in? Maybe there's somebody out there listening this morning. You never know. You never know what's going on here. So we're going to hold Mr. Reese on the line here. He's got us on hold, and more than welcome to do that. This is a live interview. We thank him for calling in. He's always been very good to us as far as information has been. And I guess we'll just stand here for a second until we get Mr. Reese back on the line. But it's a situation that is definitely developing here in the city of Marion. And it's going to come to a head tonight at the Marion City Council meeting, 6:30 p.m., City Hall, second floor. Why? Well, it is interesting that apparently this has been added to the agenda, and apparently added because of this contract with the fire department, which Mr. Reese does not feel it's his job to sign. Apparently he has met with the law director in regard to this, so there was some kind of discussion there. But for those of us who were wondering why this no confidence vote is on the agenda tonight in Mr. Reese, I guess we all know now. And we all know why that has become a thing. So, here we are, headed into another city council meeting with another, should we say, kerfluffle on our hands as far as city government goes. Well, do want to remind everybody, you can listen to WGH Talk anytime on the website, WGH1071.com, or download the TuneIn app free on any mobile device. Search WGH Talk, Bluetooth, cell phone, television, whatever you got. And do want to remind everybody again, the Thursday, September 25th edition of this program will be sponsored by the Industrial Channel. We'll feature Frank Gibson of Manufacturing Career Connections. It will be a full 2 hours, and you are invited to call in the second hour with questions for Frank about workforce development and business development. And that will happen on September 25th. Frank Gibson will be the guest of Manufacturing Career Connections, and the Industrial Channel will be the sponsor of that program. And again, we can't thank them enough for doing that. That's coming up this Thursday, and we look forward to that. Now, in hour number one, we played the interview from the Little Brown Jug with Governor DeWine, current Governor DeWine. Stopped by, said hello to Mary Ellen Withrow, had a nice little interview, which led to the conversation about Jim Tressel not running for governor, which leaves the field wide open for Vivek Ramaswamy, Amy Acton on the Democratic side. Will we see Tim Ryan get involved? At this point, I don't know. I guess we've got till the end of the month. I think Tim Ryan gave himself to the end of September to get involved in this race, and we'll see where that all goes. Again, right now, we're chatting with Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese, who is on the line with us. We're currently on hold as a council person apparently has called in, and he's talking to them for, we don't know the reason of that or for that during this particular time, but we're going to try to get Mr. Reese back here momentarily. But this, again, it all comes back to the idea that tonight at City Council at 6:30, there will be a no-confidence vote taken in our treasurer, Tommy Reese. And we had all kind of wondered what that was all about. And now we know it stems from a contract with the fire department that Mr. Reese was asked to sign off on, did not want to sign off on, and apparently now that is being switched over to the auditor. So, where does this all go? And what city councilman is calling Mr. Reese at this point of which he is talking to. We don't know that either. So it's all kind of unfolding here, minute by minute, on the program this morning. And we hope we hear from Mr. Reese at any second to continue the conversation about what's going on. Now, we do know that he is out of town, so he will not even be at the meeting tonight when this vote is taken. So, you know, here we are. Mr. Reese has got 3 months left on his term. October, November, December, that's it. He is not running for re-election. Where is this all going to go? Where is this all going to shake out? You know, this has been an ongoing conversation, to say the least. And hopefully we'll continue to have this conversation as time goes by. It's amazing how things get to where they are. But if you keep peeling back... Tommy?
Still there.
Yeah, still here. Tommy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. So that was a council person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's letting me know. I said, I didn't know what you're... I said, I didn't find out until you called me about the no confidence and everything else. And he was telling me what Sean Barr and Twyla was talking about or whatever.
Oh, okay. Which council person was that who called you?
Jason Schreiber.
Jason. So he was just filling in on what had happened.
Yeah, and let me... And he kind of understands why I wouldn't sign a contract and all that.
Yeah.
Because, hey, I'm not the one to be saying with the money going to be there and everything. I said, that's the auditor's job. I'm going to say, we're going to have your money when you finish and stuff and all that. And I got to sign that contract for to say that. No, I'm not doing that. And now they want to put a no confidence because I ain't doing my job. Well, they got to say, what job am I not doing? And then if they want to bring up that contract, I'll explain to them what. Because I told him I wasn't planning on being at the council meeting, but I said I might try to be there. I might try to be there now.
So you possibly could be there tonight?
Yeah, I possibly could. I'm going to try. I'll see.
Well, Tommy, how do you feel that you had to hear about this no confidence vote from me on the radio program and that no council person called you?
I don't feel nothing. Like I said, before you called, I felt good. And after this, while I'm talking, I feel good. I feel all right.
Well, I guess my question...
It's just another part of the journey.
Well, I guess my question is, do you think that's how city council should operate? Don't you think they should inform you if they're going to do that?
Should they what?
Shouldn't they inform you if they're going to take a no confidence vote in you?
Should they what? I didn't hear that word.
Inform you. Call you and let you know.
I don't know. I don't know the process. I don't know how they do stuff. You know, this is my first time being in the office like this and stuff. I don't know how they're supposed to do it.
Right.
They the council. They want to do the legislation work and everything. I guess they do however they want to do it. They don't have nobody watching over them.
Well, I think that's a big question. I mean, you're an elected official. Do you think that it should be council's job to be telling you how to do your job?
No, long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do by the ORC. But then we got this another 123.1 that the mayor and city policy, what they go by and how they change things and stuff. So,
Tommy, I wanted to ask you, were talking about the mayor there. The auditor has said she has no contact with the mayor. At this point, do you have any conversations with the mayor or the mayor's office?
Oh, I have no reason to. I only came to him when he first got in office and stuff, just telling him where my office was and everything at the time. And when he hired the budget director, the budget director and myself, share the same office or whatever. So that's about the only time I really ever had really conversation with them or so like that, you know.
Now you both are Republicans. Do you feel that you and he have a good relationship? Do you feel that he has helped you in your position?
Excuse me?
Do you think the mayor has helped you with your position? Is he with you, helping you out in any way?
You got to ask him that. Hopefully he tell the truth. He knows if he helped me out or not.
Well, Tommy, do you feel you have a good relationship with him?
I have a good relationship with anybody that wants to have a relationship. I'm not hard to get along with.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to be telling the truth, that's all.
So what would you say your relationship at this point is with the mayor?
It's fine with me. I mean, when we see one another, we speak or whatever like that. But other than just going out to eat and everything, he invite me to his house and all that stuff, well, it ain't that type of relationship.
Well, and I think that's interesting.
And plus, when they have their meetings, I'm never included in their meetings. With the safety director, service director, the auditor, the deputy auditor, the internal auditor, that lets you know I'm not a part of that official class or whatever you want to call it.
Why do you think you have been left out of that?
Because I'm part-time, I don't do nothing. I don't do much. Come on.
Okay.
My job don't take a rocket science.
Well, you know, Tommy, if council does vote to have no confidence in that in you tonight, will that mean anything to you?
No, it don't mean anything to me. Hey, it's just some news, that's all. Some news that's going out and everything.
Well, it's...
But they have to state, what am I not doing? It would give me no confidence. You know, then that's when I can react or so. But right. What they state, you know, so I don't know what they're going on first. So once they state why they're giving me no confidence, then that's when I'll react and what I can do.
Right. Well, when this meeting is over tonight, how do you see your next 3 months? You've got 3 months left in office. You're not running for re-election. How do you think this is all going to play out?
I don't know. I don't know the future. I really don't know.
Well, and here we...
I'm not going to worry about it.
and here we are with 3 months left to go, and I just have to ask this, because earlier on in the year you said you did not know if you were going to finish your term or not. With 3 months left to go, with this no-confidence vote coming and all this kerfluffle here, is there any circumstances under which you would resign your position, or do you plan to see it to the end at this point?
Oh, I plan on doing it to the end. That's why I'm still here. I never have really quit anything I started in. So I plan on doing it.
Well,
I know when I went to a GOP meeting one time, one of the he's running for office now, whatever. He came and said, "Oh, should I sit beside you? I don't want to get assassinated and stuff." I said, "No, what they're trying to do is assassinate my character. They ain't going to kill me or nothing." I would say they're trying to assassinate my character. So that's what it's all about, man.
Well,
but they ain't going to find anything on me.
Well, Tommy...
I treat everybody with respect.
Tommy, who do you feel is trying to assassinate your character?
Well, you be in the council meetings. You see what they've been saying and things of that nature. They're trying to say, oh, man... I ain't gonna put out no names, but it'll show itself tonight.
Well, do you think there's going to be tension at the meeting tonight with this?
Of course.
Yeah.
If you're gonna put in a no confidence, there's gonna be some tension, especially if they don't have a good cause for it.
So if you do end up making it tonight, and they do this, and you feel they don't have good cause, well, let's just say it's because you didn't sign this contract. What's your reaction going to be to that?
I don't know. We have to see if it happens. I can't tell the future stuff.
Yeah.
All I know is to do what's right.
Yeah.
But you're dealing with a bunch of people that aren't right.
Well, you know.
That always causes a problem. Truth always causes a problem in darkness.
Well, you know, Tommy, the Finance Committee, Twyla Lang, Ayers Ratliff, and Aaron Rollins, they seem not to have the best relationship to you with you, and there's a...
Let me tell you something, man. None of them people have ever came to my office. None of them. The only person that ever came to my office was Jason Schreiber and Boris Fisher. That's when I was in the break room. So none of them, they don't know what I do. They haven't tried to find out. They're trying to speculate what they think I'm supposed to be doing.
Why do you think they're out to do this? What is their gain in this?
I don't know. Maybe, are you allowed to come and ask a question? Maybe you can ask them that.
Well, it might come to that tonight if things keep going the way they're going. But it's been fascinating to watch because it's been a back and forth for quite a while now, and I'm not sure anybody is sure why this is happening, and for this no-confidence vote to come out of the blue and for you not to be informed, you know, a lot of people would say, why wouldn't you tell the guy? I mean, Jason Schaber obviously is the first council person to call you. You would think somebody would call you to tell you that was going to happen.
I don't know if you remember when I first got in office. Do you remember?
I do.
In January? I mean, they was asking for my resignation then. I wasn't even trained on the job. I wasn't even trained in New World yet. So what's that all about? I mean, I don't want to go back, but I mean, it's been happening when I first got in office. Why don't you resign? You don't know your job. And I told her if a CPA came in there, he would have to be trained in New World if that's not the software he'd been working with or so. And I didn't get trained on New World until October. And I came in office in January.
So,
and I was trained to do reconciliation. Then after 3 years, they're going to send me, I'm not doing my job right. After 3 years, come on, man. I ain't into all that.
What is your best guess as to why that has been? Why have they been asking for your resignation since the beginning?
You have to ask them that. And I know how to answer it, but if it comes up and everything.
What answer would you give?
Excuse me?
I say, what answer would you give if somebody asked you that? If they said, why has council wanted your resignation for the last 4 years?
I don't know. Well, at the time when I first got there, it was a Democratic Party. And I was a Republican stepping in on somebody's job that's been there 14 years. So I messed up the party. I messed up the connections, whatever they was doing or whatever. That's one reason. Remember, it was a Democratic with over everything when I got in there.
Right.
Remember?
I do.
And
so,
I was the only Republican who came in there.
Well,
because the former administration was Democrat.
Well, and I think that's what's different about this is now that basically, you know, there's only one Democrat left on council and Democrats.
Tell me about it.
So why are the Republicans not happy with you? You're a Republican.
Well, wait a minute. The auditor. When she was Republican when she first got there, but now she's not. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So what's going on? Hey, I haven't changed positions. I'm still the Republican. Everybody else has been changing their stuff or doing whatever they want. Hey.
You've said, Tommy, that they have wanted you to resign. Do you think at this point that there's any situation which you would resign in the next 3 months?
No.
So you're saying...
They're going to have to give me a no confidence whatever and vote on it. No, I'm like I said, I've never quit anything I started. I thought about it, but I said, no, I have never quit anything I started. I'm finishing out.
Well, so what do you say to council who might be listening to this program, who are going to be voting on this no confidence tonight? What would you say to them?
I don't know. I have to see when I get there. I can't tell you the future or whatever. I know what to say when it happens. When I have to say something, I don't know what to say. And that would be the place to do it.
Well, do you feel they have, let me just ask you this. Do you feel they have acted properly towards you?
Who, the whole council?
Yeah. Do you feel council has treated you properly?
You're talking about the finance committee, mainly.
Mainly, yeah.
Well, Twyla is argumentative. She's going to switch us in. I'm argumentative, but she don't even know my job. Then, just to say this, he didn't resign, though, Nath.
Right.
He resigned. But before he resigned, remember he brought up the charter. And he said, because we have problems with the treasurer and the auditor, we need to. And that, I confronted him that night. I said, what do you mean the treasurer? So we put me into that. This, we had problems before I got there. I said, why are you saying the treasurer and the auditor? I said, you should have said the auditor. You shouldn't say the treasurer. Yeah, I confronted him with that. You could put it out there in the council meeting, the auditor and the treasurer. No. Man, all I do is reconcile. Yeah. Come on. They tried to make me the scapegoat. I know what they were trying to do from the beginning. They had problems before I even got there. 2019, 2020. Man, come on.
So we, just to be clear for the audience, you feel that the council as a whole, the majority of them, are trying to make you the scapegoat for the city's financial problems.
Because they don't know. They're trying to make somebody. And like I told them before, I don't receive no money. I don't pay any money. I can't be my... come on, guy. I mean, come on. You guys smart enough to realize that. I mean, I don't even receive money. I don't pay anything. Come on. Come on, guys. Wake up.
So tonight, this no confidence vote, you think basically this is just a show to make news?
We'll find out tonight. I might show up. Or I might do some talking tonight. They can't tell me not to talk.
Well, that's true.
I may have to get up at that podium myself.
Well,
as an elected official, I have the right to talk. Because I represent the city, the people. I don't represent me. But if they want to pull my name down and my character and say whatever, no, I'm going to stand up and talk. And won't nobody be able to tell me to be quiet.
So tonight, if you're there, it might be the time to lay it all out on the line.
If it need to be so.
Well, Tommy, how do you feel they've treated the auditor? Do you feel that's fair, how they've treated the auditor in this situation?
Man, I don't know. I don't do the auditor's job. All I know, the auditor's in charge of the monies, the audits, and the budget and everything. Then he hired a budget director and everything else that really helped out. So, all I know is my job. And when I came into office, I asked the auditor, I asked the deputy auditor and all them, y'all know how to do this job? Because I wasn't trained on the world yet. They said, no, we don't know how to do that job. But all of a sudden, now everybody know how to do my job.
Do you feel that you're being unfairly treated?
We'll find out tonight.
Well, Tommy, if you do, you've always been very nice to me and come on the program.
Thank you.
And I do appreciate you calling in this morning, because I know this was news to you this morning. So if you make it to the meeting tonight, would you promise to give me a few minutes afterward? We can talk about whatever transpires.
It's according to how I feel, man. I ain't going to say yes or no. It's according to how I make it. I might want to hurry up and get around my comfortable surroundings.
Okay. Well, I hope, Tommy, we might just have a few minutes after, and hopefully it won't be as bad as...
Maybe if I'm going to be there, I think I might call a few pastors to be there tonight or something, maybe. I don't know. We'll see if I had a time, if I could be there.
Right. So you feel that this could be a rough meeting tonight?
For somebody, it ain't going to be rough for me.
Okay.
If I have to react, that's just normal, to defend your own self. Like a lawyer, when he defends somebody, it ain't rough because he knows the law. He knows what he's supposed to do. No, it ain't going to be rough. It might be rough for them because they're going to may have to answer some questions.
What is a question that you would want to ask them?
Oh, I don't know. Until whatever comes up, then I'll know.
You'll know. Well, Tommy, like I say, I appreciate you calling in this morning. As I say, I think we've always had a good relationship. I appreciate that. And hopefully tonight, things, however they go, we'll be able to have a few minutes afterward to discuss whatever happens tonight.
If I'm there. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be there or not, but if I'm there.
Well, Tommy, I appreciate your kindness in calling in this morning, and maybe I'll see you later on today.
All right.
Thank you, Tommy.
Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye. Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese. Well, see, that's why you have to tune into this program to know what's going on. So here's the deal. Well, Jason Schauber called Tommy during that. Jason, if you're out there, why don't you give? We got 11 minutes here. 740-383-9944. Well, we've heard it from Tommy Reese. Jason, if you're out there, call us. 740-383-9944, because this is a very interesting matter, to say the least. If you're just tuning in, apparently Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese was asked to sign a contract. He did not want to do that. Now, tonight, they're going to take a vote to switch that from the treasurer to the auditor, and now we've got a no-confidence vote in the treasurer. So that's how it's all transpired, and now joining us, I'm so glad, is Marion 3rd Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. Well, Jason, news this morning here.
Yeah, and I for whatever reason, I didn't tune you in this morning, and I was having some thoughts going over the agenda. I thought, well, I'm going to call Tommy just to see what the truth is, and if I'd known that he was on your show, I wouldn't have called him.
Well, that's okay. You know, it gave me a chance to do some plugs, but that's okay. Well, let me ask you here in our remaining 10 minutes, what's this all about tonight?
I have no idea. And I told Tommy, I said, council's full of people that aren't perfect, and who are we to throw stones at someone when we have issues ourselves? And I don't get it. I can't figure it out. And through a conversation I had early this morning, and then again with someone else, and then again when I talked directly to the source, which is Tommy Reese, somebody on council is lying, and someone struggles with the truth, and it's usually always comes back to Sean Barr. And he is the president pro tem of council, and that is very concerning, because he will be at the next term, too, that someone in that position of leadership struggles to tell the truth, and one thing I cannot stand is a liar, and Sean Barr is the definition of someone that cannot tell the truth and is a liar.
Now, in regard to that this situation, how does he figure into that?
He is calling other council members. He's not calling me. He's calling other council members, telling them this story of Tommy Reese refusing to read a contract and saying that Tommy Reese says it's too long of a contract, he's part-time, and he's not going to do it. He's also telling people that Twyla Lane called Mr. Reese. Mr. Reese got all animated with her and ended up hanging up on her. And the truth to that is, Twyla did call Tommy Reese, and yes, he did hang up on her. He called her during his supper time, and he told her, "I'm eating dinner. Could you call back later?" She said, "It's just one question." That one question turned into a longer conversation, and after several minutes of trying to get off the phone and Tommy's food was getting cold, he decided to hang up on her. Not because he was upset with her or she was or anything like that.
So do you believe that this no-confidence vote is going to go through tonight?
Oh, for sure. They're all sheep, and they got a liar for a herder.
Well, now my other question is, Tommy didn't know anything about this until I told him this morning.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about it until I pulled up my agenda. We got an agenda, I believe it came through Saturday or late Friday. Well, I looked at it, and that's the last item on the agenda. And I don't know why we're doing this, and it's all based on lies put forth by Sean Barr. Well, and the truth of the reason why Mr. Reese doesn't want to sign it, and I agree with him and support him 100%, he doesn't want to stick his neck out and say that we will have $673,000 to pay this firm to oversee the construction and remodel of the fire station. If you remember back when we purchased the fire station, we had a financial mess bigger than what we have had before. We were divesting funds to cover payroll back in December. And one of those meetings, if you remember, on December 9th, that was one of the meetings where Mayor Collins suggested to Twyla Lang that I'd be excluded from any information and even meetings.
Well, you and Tommy both have about 3 months left in these positions. Is it just time to let it go and say what the truth is going to be? It sounds like that's what Tommy's going to do tonight if he's there.
Well, so I think it is, and I probably let go too much on this phone conversation, but the one thing I cannot stand is someone to lie, and to catch someone lying as much and profusely as Sean Barr does is just disgusting. So maybe it is time just to let it go. Maybe we should have a no confidence in Sean Barr as a pro tem.
Well, here's the thing that I think is, listen, and I understand you can read your agendas, but Tommy is obviously out of town. Maybe he didn't look at his email. I don't know. I would guess with all these council people, wouldn't somebody have said, Tommy, we're going to take a no confidence vote in you. Shouldn't somebody alert him of that before the meeting itself? I mean, he didn't even expect to be there tonight. He may be now, but I just find that astonishing that he might have walked into a meeting tonight of a no-confidence vote in him that he was not aware was going to happen.
Well, when you're typically a liar, and that's in your personality, what follows with that or goes along with that is you're a coward. They're all cowards. They will not speak up and say what they're doing.
Who put this on the agenda? Do we know that?
I know it was, I could look, I believe the no confidence vote was added to the agenda by Barlang and Ratliff.
So Ratliff also, and Ratliff has had his issues with Tommy Rees along the way.
Yeah, from the very beginning.
From the very beginning. So, okay, now here's a question I have, though, because I want to make sure I get this in before we run out of time. There's also a vote going to happen tonight about Tommy taking the power away from the treasurer to sign this contract on the fire station, putting it in Miranda's lap, the auditor. What would you say to her? I mean, can she stand up and say, I don't want to sign this either?
Well, so why are we sidestepping what is state statute that says that the treasurer has to be a part of this? That's state statute. How could, and Tommy's probably not very well explained why, but he doesn't feel confident that we have the money and the city's in a financial mess to put his signature down saying that there will be $673,000 at the end of this construction. But do they have the thumb over Miranda that heavily that she'll sign it regardless? I don't know.
Well, that's my...
But we shouldn't sidestep what state statute is.
Well, that being said, would you advise Miranda to want to take this on? Would you advise her to put her signature on this contract?
I'm not supporting that change at all, so I won't vote for it. And if it passes, which the sheep probably will do whatever they're told to do, I would advise her to make sure that she has sound evidence that'll back up that the funds will be there at the end. Now, we did at one time give the safety director or the finance director permission to bond out that project. I don't know where that stands. I think that was in the tune of $9 million.
So shouldn't somebody, I mean, even before we get into this conversation tonight about, you know, should we shift this from the treasurer to the auditor to sign this, shouldn't somebody ask Miranda, are you going to sign this?
Well, they probably already know that she's going to sign it.
Okay.
That's why they're doing it.
So,
would be my guess.
Well, maybe
the question should be, can we even afford it? Where's the bond that we said we was going to seek to finance this? And our levy dollars, the fire safety levy, is supposed to cover all these payments. But if you look back at that, we've purchased a lot of things that this levy is supposed to cover. And where do we stand with that?
Well, with 2 minutes left to go, Jason, I guess the question is, do you think Tommy Rees, as he approaches the end of his term here, do you believe he's been treated fairly?
I don't believe anyone's been treated fairly here lately. There's just a few in there that got a little taste of power and it's going through their head. And if you don't go along with them, then you can't get along with them. And they try to remove you. And they're taking marching orders from the December 9th meeting where Mayor Collins said that he should council should exclude certain members from information and meetings, and they're carrying those orders out to the T.
And you feel that Mayor Collins is giving these marching orders?
Well, he said it on the microphone on December 9th. They're following it to the T. I mean, Sean Barr, there was a road being closed. I tried several times to get that on his agenda to let a group speak on the west side of the Martin Luther King thing, group to speak about not closing that road. He lied to me for three council or committee cycles in a row saying he would put it on, and he never did.
Well, so you believe a no-confidence vote should be taken in Sean Barr?
Absolutely.
Will you?
I think it should be taken in a no-confidence for every one of us council members. Every one of us has made mistakes. Until we all admit that we make mistakes and some of us don't even know what's going on, how can we justify a no-confidence vote on someone else?
Well,
we got a finance committee that was given... Well, it was set up to have the 2021 audit done within 45 days of their being sworn in. We're a year and 8 months past.
So is this something you will suggest tonight?
Nope, I plan on keeping my mouth shut the best I can.
Well, it's going to be an interesting one for that.
Yep. And if Tommy doesn't show up, they'll say they'll continue their lies because he's not there to defend it, and it'll just everything will pass the way they want it.
Well, I guess
I hope Tommy shows up.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see tonight. Do you think it should be postponed if he doesn't show up, this no confidence vote?
Sure, absolutely. But what does a no confidence vote really do? What does it mean?
Well, as Tommy said, it's kind of character assassination. In the media.
It is. They're probably doing their best to put pressure on Tommy so he'll resign so they can get the new lady in there to finish it out. But what these morons don't know is the treasurer's obligated through some financials, some certain act that was passed that the outgoing treasurer has to train the incoming treasurer.
Well, there we are.
And then Tommy's going to train this new person exactly how he's doing his job, and then the new person's going to be trained that way, and they're not going to know the new module that they was griping to Tommy about, what, a month, 2 months ago?
Yeah. Well, as we close out the show here today, if there is going to be a no-confidence vote in the treasurer, and you said there should be a no-confidence vote taken in council, do you think that there should be a no-confidence vote taken in the mayor? We've had one on the auditor.
Absolutely. And Mark Russell, because the December 9th thing is, and how others carried out his comments he made on December 9th, that's malfeasance. And also on Mark Russell, because I showed him all the evidence of how the mayor is guilty of malfeasance, and Mark Russell's done nothing. But it's me. No one cares. So do nothing.
Well, I guess we'll see tonight. Tonight may be the stand. I mean, Tommy did say that if he was going to be there tonight, he might bring some pastors and he might let it rip because he, you know, feels that maybe some questions need to be asked of council.
Yes, sir.
And maybe of the mayor.
We'll just add another ring to our circus.
Well, but you know what? A lot of these questions have come up about the mayor, the law director, council, the treasurer. So maybe, you know what? It's time to just stop letting them lay in the weeds and ask the questions and see where we get.
We'll see.
Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. Thanks, Jason.
Yep, thank you. See ya.
All right. For this episode, very interesting episode, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Silly to serious, that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.